So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Nishpach hadam ala ritzpa v'asvei pasul. If, after the carbon was shechted, its blood spilled onto the ground, and the kohen then gathered the blood from the ground into a klei sharis, the dam is disqualified for zrika. The Gemara cites the source as the following pasuk: V'lokach hakohen ha-mashiach midam hapar. The words midam hapar cannot be understood literally, and teach midam v'afil miktsas dam, that for Kabbalah it's sufficient if the kohen receives only some of the animal's blood, because Rav taught otherwise. Hashaych yitzoch shekabel es kol dam eshol par. The kohen must l'ketchil receive all the animal's blood, because the pasuk states ve'es kol dami yishpach. And although this pasuk refers to shvichas shirayim, the leftover blood that is poured onto the yisrael of the mizbeach, the halacha of kol dami cannot be referring to shvichas shirayim, because the holesei l'kulei dam. He cannot pour all the blood onto the yisrael, since some of the blood was already applied onto the mizbeach. Therefore, kol dami must refer to kabbalah that he must receive all the blood. And in the earlier pasuk midam hapar, we must apply the concept of geirin umesifim v'darshan. We move the letter mem from the word meidam to the word hapar to read as dam mehapar yikablena. The blood must be received directly from the animal's neck into the kli without a hefsek, without any break in between. Therefore, if it was nishbach before the kabbalah, the dam becomes pasul. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha that pertains to kabbalah mehapar. Hasheich etzorch shegibia sakin lamala. The Sheikhin must lift his knife into the air to prevent its blood from falling into the kli, because the pasuk states, V'lokach midam hapar, v'loy midam hapar v'davar achar. For Kabbalah, the blood must come only from the animal's neck, but not also from another source, the knife. Therefore, the kohen wipes off the knife outside the airspace of the kli. Another halacha, Hasheikhin tzorch shi'itin v'ridin l'teich ha'kli. The Sheikhin must place the animal's v'ridin, the main arteries to the brain, in the airspace above the opening of the kli, so that the blood flows directly from the animal into the kli, and the Kabbalah is mehapar. The Gemara proceeds with the following question in the situation of Aver she'ein seif l'nuach as follows. Hayim mekabel v'nefchasai shulei mezrik, atchle higi adam la'aver mahu. If the blood was in the airspace above the kli, but not in the airspace in the kli, and at that point, the bottom of the kli fell out, before the blood entered the airspace in the kli, between its walls. Perhaps, aver shein seif l'nuach k'munach dami. This is considered a valid kabbalah, and the dam remains kosher, because when it's in the airspace above the kli, it's considered as if it reached the bottom of the kli, even though it's impossible for this dam to actually reach the bottom of the kli, because it fell out. Or, aver shein seif l'nuach lav k'munach dami. This is considered nishbach, and the dam becomes pasul because when it's in the airspace above the kli, it's not considered as if it reached the bottom of the kli, because it's impossible for this dam to reach the bottom of the kli because it fell out. However, as Rashi explains, ukeshegia dam la'aver deif noisav, achle nifchasu shulav havi kabbalah. If the dam entered the airspace in the kli, between its walls, before the bottom fell out, this is certainly a valid kabbalah, even though the dam did not actually reach the bottom. The Gemara proceeds with a second question. If we are to assume in the previous question that aver shein seif l'nuach lav k'munach dami, and it's considered nishbach, what is the halacha in the situation of aver sheseif l'nuach as follows? If when the blood was above the opening of the kli, the bottom of the kli was intact, but the blood did not end up in the kli because, for example, someone moved the kli or punctured a hole in the bottom at that point, and the blood spilled to the ground, perhaps aver sheseif l'nuach k'munach dami. This is considered a valid kabbalah, and the dam remains kosher because when it's in the airspace above the kli, it's considered as if it reached the bottom of the kli, because at that point it stands to come to rest at the bottom of the kli. Or, aver shaseif l'nuach lav k'munach dami. This is considered nishbach, and the dam becomes pasul, because when it's in the airspace above the kli, it's not considered as if it reached the bottom of the kli, even though it stands to come to rest at the bottom of the kli. The Gemara proceeds with two proofs that regarding aver shaseif l'nuach, aver kli k'kli dami. From the following brisa, chavish shemunachas tachas hazinuk, maim shebetoicha v'shebechutz lapsulin. If a barrel was situated under a pipe that was connected to a spring, but the barrel was not put there l'shem chatas for using the water for mechatas, the water inside the barrel and the water above the barrel are disqualified from mechatas, because as Rashi explains, the kivin shegiu maim keneged avira, harehin kemunachin betoicha u'pasak chiyusayu. Once the water leaves the pipe and enters the airspace above the barrel, we consider the water as if it already reached the bottom of the barrel and is disconnected from the spring, and for mechatas only spring water is kosher, and it must come into the container l'shem chatas. Apparently we see from here that aver kli k'kli dami. The Braisa concludes, however, tzirv pil azinik mayim shebetech psulin v'shem chutz l'gsherin. If you attach the barrel to the mouth of the pipe, then it depends. Only the water that went inside the barrel becomes possible because it's kemunach dami. But the water that's still in the pipe remains kosher because since there is no aver kli, it's lav kemunach dami. The second proof is from a Mishnah Masechtas Parah that states, Nasan yaday aragloi oy ali yarakis kedei sheyavru mayim lo chavis psulin. If the mayim chayim flowed over a person's hand or feet or over vegetable leaves and then entered the barrel l'shem chatas, the water is possible for mechatas because these items can become tamei. However, ali kanav ali geisim ksherah. If the mayim chayim flowed over leaves of reeds or nuts, the water is kosher for mechatas because these items cannot become tamei. And the source is in the pasuk that states, ach mayim ubar mikve mayim yitar. Habayasin ali de taharate. The water used for tahara must come through an item that is tar. And although in the Reisha, after the Mayim Chaim flows over his hand, it first travels through the airspace above, which is not Mekabel Tama, this is not considered Habayasin ali de tahara, because Avra Kli Kekli Dami. This airspace is considered part of the barrel, which is Mekabel Tama. Return to the halachas of Kabbalah Sadam. Reb Zeira says, Hatzair me'ozen ha'par v'achakach kibul dami pasal. If after Shechita, before Kabbalah, the Kohen cut the animal's ear and created a mum, a blemish, and then performed Kabbalah, the dam is pasal. Because the pasuk states, V'lokach midam ha'par, par shahoy yikvar. At the time of Kabbalah, the animal must still be wholesome and not blemished. And although this pasuk refers to kodshe kodeshim, the halacha also applies to kodshim kalim based on an additional pasuk. The Gemara cites Rava, who initially held that the korban must remain wholesome without a mum during all four avodas, because the pasuk of Pesach states, "Tochesu al aseh, seh tamim zachar ben shana yilachem." The word "tochesu" means shchita and teaches sheyehi tamim uben shana b'shah shchita. During shchita, the korban must be wholesome and less than a year old. And the source for the Kabbalah b'halacha b'zrika tamim uben shana is through the word "yia," which teaches. During all the Avodis, the carbon must be wholesome and less than a year old. However, Abaye questioned Rava from a brisa in which Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol hazvachim shebetorah, shenishtar men kezayis basar or kezayis chaylev, zarek es adam. Even if the animal was burned and there was only one kezayis of meat left over, the kohen can perform zrika. Apparently, during zrika, the carbon does not need to be tam. Therefore, Abaye explains Targuma aben shana. The requirement of tam applies only during Shechita and Kabbalah, like Rabbi Zera says, and the word year refers only to the requirement of Ben Shana that applies to all four Avodis. And although all the Avodis happen on the same day as the Shechita when the animal was still a Ben Shana, we must say that Sha'is places Bekachim. Regarding Karbanis, the age must be to the exact hour. Therefore, if the animal became a Ben Shana in the hour after Shechita, but before Zrika, the Karban is possible.